Well, it's a goalie edition of this off-season Clan Chat. Murph in Ireland, Dan Norton joining us here. And Dan, thanks for taking the time. I know you're busy. We were just trying to overcome some technical issues with audio, but here we are in Technicolor. Thanks for taking the time, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Murph. I'm super excited to be here.
A lot of people were so excited that the Glasgow Clan and the EIHL made it to the Final Four weekend at Nottingham for the first time in 12 years. Well, you with Leeds in the NIHL did one better. You made it to the finals weekend in the playoffs, but you also skated off into the summer as a playoff champion. How did that feel to lift that silverware, Dan?
Yeah, it's kind of an unreal experience. I mean, it was my first time ever like winning anything like that. So I don't know. It was great to be a part of, I'd say.
I mean, the Leeds, that's a great organization there, and they've had some great moments over the years. But winning the playoffs, no matter what the league, that's always a really, really nice one because that's the last game of the season. It's one thing to win the league or the Challenge Cup or whatever, but to win the playoffs is so, so special. I mean, did you have to pinch yourself when the final buzzer sounded?
Yeah, I think so a little bit. And I don't know, for Leeds, I would say it's kind of a lot of the fans were saying that they thought it meant more as well because our season, we'd had, I think it was 14 major injuries. So, you know, that season for us was a struggle. And as Leeds, I think because we won the league 3 years in a row, it's like, you know, there's expectation of what you're going to do. But, you know, going out there, and we had such a young team as well. I think that's another thing. So although we didn't win the league or win the cup, like, I think winning playoffs just, it was very special.
I 100% agree. And I think that a lot of imports feel that the playoffs is kind of the way they grew up in their mindset is winning the playoffs. And so winning that final game of the season is just such a special one. For you personally, you were great in the playoffs in that win with a 9.55 save percentage. And I know you're a team guy. You're probably not worried about personal accolades, but how good did it feel to get a win in the playoffs? And of course, I mean, you were almost unbeatable in that game.
Yeah, it felt pretty good. I got on that.
Are you competitive with your brother, Ben, who's also a really good goalie? Like, do you guys have a good rivalry when it comes to these things?
Yeah, definitely. I played against him in one of my games with the Knights. And I remember I was teasing him a little bit. He does this thing where he, like, sits at the halfway line and watches the other team warm up, you know, I think have a little look at him. So I just go and stand right in front of him and block his view. And, you know, growing up together, we've always been competitive. So, like, I don't know, doing stuff like that, I think it's just playing with each other a bit.
Goalies can sometimes be a little bit eccentric, and goalies can kind of have those habits. So it sounds like your brother has some sort of superstitions and traditions. Do you have any of your own that you're kind of developing before the game?
I think so. Just kind of like, I'm always tapping my posts and stuff, skating in certain directions at certain points of warm-ups, stuff like that.
Why did you want to be a goalie, Dan? Growing up, was there a favorite goalie or an NHL guy you loved?
To be fair, when I was probably about 2 years old, my parents took me and my brother to watch a Steelers game because I'm from Doncaster, so it's only 30 minutes out, and my mum used to go watch the Steelers. So no one in my family actually played hockey before that. So they took us to a Steelers game, and my brother, who was, I think he was 4 at the time, like, was pointing at the goalie saying, oh, I want to do that. And I don't know, I grew up and kind of just copied him, I guess. I was 2 when I started skating, so I don't think I really knew what I was doing.
Well, you're 21 years old now. Last year in Leeds, I mean, really good season, 3-1 in the regular season, culminating in that playoffs. You also played 18 times in NIHL 1 with Leeds 2. You've got a good experience going back to the U.S. when you were at Northwood School and when you went to prep school in the USA. Did that kind of pique your kind of mind to, like, okay, the training and the sort of being on the ice all the time at prep school, kind of getting you ready for this moment?
Yeah, 100%. My brother actually went abroad before I did. He went to a school in Austria when he was 14. And then I didn't really think I wanted to go abroad. I thought, I'd stay in England. And then I think I went out to visit him, and there was a showcase called the Beantown Classic. And it's like this rink complex where there's like 16 rinks in one building. And it's like just everywhere you look is hockey. And like I remember going there, seeing that, and being like, yeah, this is where I want to be. Like, so I spoke to my parents. I then finished my GCSEs and then, went out there. It's just an experience that you can't get anywhere else, I'd say.
No, it's, I mean, hockey's a true global game, isn't it? And you think about going to America. I mean, the US just won the Olympics in both men's and women's ice hockey, of course. So like when you go there, it is kind of full on, isn't it? Where you're kind of looking around like a kid in a candy store.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, I don't know, I'd never seen anything like it because English juniors is nothing like that. So I know exactly where I wanted to be after that.
Well, we're delighted to have you in purple. Did you kind of look at the roster when, Zach Vanel reaches out to you and you're kind of going through the whole process of thinking, okay, from NIHL 1 to NIHL to now the EIHL. Was it an exciting proposition when you start talking to Zach and talking to management from the Clan?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when I first got that text from Zach, I was like, kind of like, whoa. Like, but I was absolutely, straight away, I was thinking, yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to go to Glasgow. And I've heard a lot of great things before talking to Zach, actually. So it's kind of a no-brainer.
And I mean the sort of roster, have you been kind of looking at social media and seeing the signings when you see like the Tristan Langens and the Mick Messners are on the roster? Are you excited to play with those guys?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think being on the ice with those guys every day is what I'm excited for, and kind of learning off of them, even though they're not attendees, just improving my game.
Well, as we record this, we know that Finnish goalie Rasmus Teräinen has been added to the fold. We know Liam Sulier is back, who had a great season in his first year in purple. So let's talk about that. Are you really excited to learn from a guy who played in the Finnish Liga and a guy who played in the Coast and two guys that come with different sets of experience and expertise?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've seen elite goalies before, and it's just like, you're watching them like it's kind of different gravy. So I'm kind of excited to get on the ice, see how they work, and kind of talk about what their mind is thinking.
I think that if you, and it sounds to me like you have the perfect attitude, you want to come in here like a sponge and learn from both the skaters, the forwards, the D. You want to learn from the coaching staff, you want to learn from the goalies. How excited are you to have someone like Devin Sidorov, a 25 goal scorer, a guy who played in the American Hockey League, a former NHL draft pick, the captain Devin Sidorov shooting on you in practice? I mean, it's going to make you a better goalie, isn't it?
Oh, 100%. I mean, I don't know. I'd say I'm hungry to get better. So, getting that opportunity to be on the ice with those kind of skaters is like, it's massive, especially as a young goalie as well. So, I think I'll do the world of good.
I think that when you get out there all the goalies I've been around, like when you're getting the shots and the quickness of what happens even in practice, it really makes you a better goalie overall. And as a 21-year-old kid, it really is a great opportunity, isn't it, Dan?
Oh, 100%. I mean, I don't think there's that many young goalies going around that get an opportunity like this. So, I'm absolutely thrilled.
What do you like to do away from the rink? Are you a golfer? I ask all the guys because obviously Scotland is the home of some of the best golf courses in the world. Are you a golfer? What do you like to do away from the rink?
Yeah, I'm actually a big golfer. I just went to Spain a couple of weeks ago to go on a golf holiday. So, yeah, big golfer. I like spending time with my friends, to be fair. Big bowler.
Do you like live music? Because I've said to a few of the guys, Glasgow has got a little bit of everything going on. It's a city where I think every day of the week you can find something cool to do.
Oh yeah. I like, I don't know, I wouldn't really say huge live music guy, but I do like going out here and there.
You'll have to reach out to Alex Forbes and Robert Lakovich and AMK because they're all big golfers and they'll kind of teach you the lay of the land. It's a really good Brit pack that's developing. Have you talked to any of the players on the roster? Are you familiar with Lako and Forbesy and those guys?
I know Austin. I know Austin because we played a Coventry together, but I've not really ever spoken to any of the other guys. So kind of excited to get up there and meet everyone.
It really is a good group, and you talk about it. There's guys like Robert Lakovic, who've played 1,000 pro games and just got his 100th cap for GB. And then you've got Forbesy, who on an earlier Climb Chat was like, oh my God, I'm going to be 30 this year. And he still feels like he's 21, you know? So it's a great, you know, it's an expanse of different experiences, both on the Brit pack and the import. So it must be something that you're kind of going, God, I wish summer was over so I could get up there and meet some of these guys and get to work.
Yeah, absolutely. I had a call with Mike the other day as well, and I was just saying to him, I'm ready for it to start. I'm ready to get going. But I'm hungry.
Mike Sorrent is such a good coach, and down the stretch, he had the guys playing at such a high level. So you're coming into a situation where things are going in the right direction, so it should be a nice fit. What does the summer look like you for Dan? Like, are you back on the ice already, or are you in the gym, or what does the summer look like for Dan Norton?
I'm skating here and there, probably not as much as I'd like to be, but, you know, I'm working as well, and then hitting the gym every day. So,
said you were just away on a golf trip. Are you kind of planning any more vacations? Because you know that once you go to Glasgow, the hard work begins. Or do you have anything planned with family?
No, I'm just planning on working and, you know, getting out there as soon as I can.
And so you're from Doncaster. Did you kind of, as you were growing up and your brother is like, I want to do that, and you said, well, I want to do what my brother's doing. Were you, I don't want to talk about the Steelers too much because it'll upset the Purple Army fans, but were you a Steelers guy growing up, or did you just go, I just like watching hockey and goalies?
I would say I was a Steelers fan. And then as I kind of grew up, I was like, yeah, not so much of a Steelers fan anymore. I don't know. You learn to, I don't want to say anything too bad here, but you know.
Smart.
Yeah. As you learn more about hockey.
Did you watch the World Championships at all, Dan?
No, I didn't actually.
The GB games from the World Championships at all. And obviously Ben Bounds announcing his retirement. That's a big moment for the GB program.
Yeah. Absolutely. I saw a lot of the highlights and Dowdy as well going. I don't know. I guess we see that next wave, like Lucas Bryan and Jackson Whistle, those guys come through, and Matt Robson, obviously. I actually went to the pre-tournament games with Italy in Nottingham. I saw those games, so I thought that was quite good. Yeah. Well, actually, when I started out as a goalie, I used to get on the ice with Bounty and he would coach me. Like, I reckon I was must have been five or six, maybe. And like, I remember it was crazy to think of it. And I even remember seeing him carry the Olympic torch, which was pretty cool, I thought. So it's kind of sad to see him retiring, to be honest, because like you said, I kind of looked up to him.
Yeah, and he's still playing at an incredible level. I was thinking the other day as I was looking back at the playoff final weekend, Ben Bounds had 10 shutouts last year in all EIHL competitions. I mean, he's still playing at a level where I'm sure he could still play for GB for as long as he wants, but situations change. He's got a young family. But imagine that. I mean, 10 shutouts last year as a veteran. I mean, Bouncy's still playing so well. Do you look at that and go, it's so possible? Back to Stephen Murphy at the Belfast Giants and all these brick goalies who've won league titles and certainly playoffs in the EIHL level. Is that something that's where you're looking and dreaming?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just being that, you know, that go-to guy and kind of working with Sam Gospel last year as well. He was in the Elite League for some years until he moved back to Leeds. And, you know, he's kind of a veteran goalie, like you said. And just seeing him work is crazy. So I'm kind of expecting that same sort of thing from the Elite League. And I'm excited to see it, to be honest. Yeah, I have. Yeah, absolutely. I've watched quite a lot of your games highlights, and the atmosphere looks incredible. I'm very excited to get out there and see the Purple Army.
I get the hairs on my neck when I think about playoff final weekend too. I don't know if you saw the video of the bagpiper walking through Nottingham,
leading
the 400 Purple Army down to the semifinal against Cardiff. I mean, what did you think when you saw that?
Oh, like, I think I got goosebumps as well. It was just, I don't know, it looked awesome, I thought.
And in the NIHL as well. I mean, it's just so nice to be a part of that playoff final. Have you ever been to the EIHL playoff final weekend as a spectator when you were much younger?
Yeah, I think I must have been maybe 12 or 13. We went to Nottingham and we were up in one of the boxes. So that, I thought that was a crazy experience, but it was so long ago. I don't remember a whole lot about it.
Well, you're about to create a lot more memories, and I can see the excitement and the passion that you're already kind of, I mean, we're not even halfway through June and we're already all excited about this. When you think about the opportunity ahead, does that give you that little bit, like you said, you're back in the gym, you're kind of skating, you're working too, obviously, which is important, but will it be the biggest summer of your career, do you think, and try and push yourself a little bit more to come into training camp in the best shape and ready to work with the likes of Rasmus and Liam Soulier?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't know. I've been telling all my friends, like, I'm working ridiculously hard. Like you said, I want to get in a good shape, and I really do want to do well once I get to Glasgow. So I'm really working on my best.
It's great that you spoke to Mike, because he's all the way out on the west coast of Canada, out in Manitoba. I mean, don't tell any trade secrets or anything, but what did kind of Mike, what took away from that conversation for Mike? Was there something that you went, okay, great, even the coach has the kind words?
Yeah, I think he was kind of just introducing me and saying, you know, welcome to the clan, kind of telling me what the club's about, saying there's a very, you know, winning culture, which, you know, I love to be a part of, saying about working hard on the ice. Just all those sort of good stuff. Told me to get strong as well. So, you know, hopefully I can do that for him.
Well, I mean, Mike is an experienced guy. Over 20 years as the head coach of the University of Manitoba. And certainly there will be opportunities for you to learn all those little things and put the extra work in, whether it's coming on the ice earlier or staying late. And that attitude that you, I can see it through the screen. I know that you want to come and you want to soak it all up and learn everything possible from Mike Sarant, Steve Bernstil, Zach Vanell. I mean, you look at it. I mean, when you got that text from Zach, you said it was kind of like, oh, wow, this is unbelievable. Are you kind of resigned to the fact now that yes, you're making the next step to the IHL, or does it still feel like a little bit of a dream?
I say I'm warming into it. Like, I don't know, just I've been looking a lot more at the Elite League. Like, over the last few years, I've kind of just watched the NIHL and not so much the Elite League. Like, I've seen clips here and there, but, you know, now I'm looking at the Elite League and saying, all right, like, how do these guys play? It's a hard thing. Have you been following the NHL playoffs at all? Are you in the National Hockey League as well back in Canada? So I would say I'm actually a Leafs fan, so obviously not great. But I would say that I did actually want Montreal to do really well, because I love that attendee, Dobes. I think he's killing it, even though they did get cut in the semis. But
it's been a long time. 1993 was the last time a Canadian team won the Stanley Cup, and it was the Montreal Canadiens. So that search continues as we record this. I believe the Stanley Cup final is tied 1-1 between Carolina and Las Vegas. Look, I know you're a busy guy. I really appreciate you taking the time from Doncaster there. Do you have a message to the Purple Army as we head into the dog days of summer? Just a little note from Dan Norton to the Glasgow Clan fans.
I'm looking forward to getting out there.
I like it short and sweet. Dan Norton, thanks for taking the time to join us. Have a great summer, and I can't wait to meet you in person and get to work come the end of this summer period. So have a safe summer, enjoy your golf, and we'll see you in a few months' time.
Absolutely. Thanks, Muff. Bye.